welcome in to another great, great season of Board Check. And of course, that makes, not sure what's going on with the music. Of course, if this is Board Check, that makes me Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome in. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to Impact Media. And of course, all the people here at Board Check that allow me to come on now each and every week to talk some hockey. Now, full disclosure, at the time we are recording this week's episode, we have some things. We're still trying to sort out some of the things here at Impact Media West Studio. So, the Capitals and Bruins are already playing now. For everybody who is following along, it is 2-0 Capitals. They scored pretty early. TJ Oshie knocked one in like within a minute. And within a couple minutes after that, Kuznetsov tapped one in as well. Boston's not playing bad. Just a couple rebounds. Just nothing you can do about. That's it. I am Jeremy the Impact York. Things we're going to do for people who are new. This is season 4 of Board Check. We've done a couple seasons. We've done 3 and 2, obviously. Season 1 was a handful of years ago, something we tried to do. We're going to do some other fun things this year. As always, we're going to talk a lot of Carolina Hurricanes, which I'm going to get into in a few short minutes. We are also going to talk some NHL. I'm going to preview all the divisions, kind of tell you who I think the front runners are. Gosh, I got to think the Capitals have got to be one. We're going to talk some ECHL news. And, we're going to talk some Atlanta Gladiators. Because they are the closest team to us and definitely a favorite of ours. But we're going to talk a lot of their division. We're gonna talk about the Florida Everblades, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, the Jacksonville Icemen. We're going to talk all over the ECHL this year. Like I said, it'll still center around the Gladiators for the most part, but we're going to be trying to get guests from all over the ECHL, and I think you guys will definitely enjoy that. And, you know, let's start there. Let's see if we can find the thing I'm actually looking for. I wish some of these websites were a little easier to navigate. Here we go. Obviously, with tonight being the open night for NHL, the ECHL has not kicked off. But I do want to talk a little bit about the South Division. Like I said, it does include the Atlanta Gladiators, the Florida Everblades that I mentioned, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, the South Carolina Stingrays, the Jacksonville Icemen, the Orlando Solar Bears, and also has the Norfolk Admirals. This is one of the most fun divisions to me. I've seen, don't think I saw Jacksonville last year, but I think I saw all the other teams play. We actually had, you know, Tad O'Had, the assistant head coach, the assistant coach, bench coach for the Florida Everblades, who went all the way to the finals last year in the ECHL. Coming up just a little bit short, but man, what a fantastic, magical year they had. The year before that, the South Carolina Stingrays made it all the way, so it seems like the South is always sending a team to the finals. Who could it be this year? Maybe it's Atlanta. Maybe it's Norfolk. Could be Jacksonville. Who knows? But it's going to be a fun division. Lots of great things in store. Let me just cruise real quick and see. Warrior Hockey has been named the official, what does that say, official, I want to make sure to get that right, a couple of the things. I know Ticket Galaxy is the official ticket destination for the ECHL, as far as ticket resales. Definitely go check out Ticket Galaxy, they got some fantastic things. I always encourage people, go look around. Here we go. Warrior Hockey has been named the official protective wear provider of the ECHL. That was announced just earlier today. Beginning with the 18-19 season. Guess what? That's this year. As part of the agreement, Warrior Hockey will continue to provide protective wear to all ECHL teams and present the ECHL Goaltender of the Month Award. In addition to sponsoring the Save of the Year, where fans will be encouraged to vote for the top save of the upcoming season. Pay attention to the South. There is always some tremendous, tremendous goalies all around there. Let's see. I told you about Ticket Galaxy. There's Warrior. I think that's all the ECHL news. So, while we're on it, I want to talk about the Atlanta Gladiators real quick. Some things going on with them. The Milwaukee Admirals, I mean the Milwaukee, God, what do you call them? The Nashville Predators have loaned forwards Tyler Moy and Carl Person from Milwaukee. These are the Milwaukee Admirals of the ACHL, or the AHL. And Matt Lane has been assigned to the Admirals, or from the Admirals to Atlanta. So there's a handful of new faces here in Atlanta. Probably next week, I will put up an interview where I talk to Brandon Truk. Fantastic guy. I talked to him in the off season. Definitely want to try to play that sometime. I think you guys will enjoy it, and we're gonna try to have on some different players as well. And their season will officially kick off. Let's see if we can look at our handy dandy calendar here. The Atlanta Gladiators. There we go. They will kick off on the 13th, I believe. I want to make sure that there we go. Yep, they will kick off October 13th, which will be next Saturday, in Orlando. 7 p.m. puck drop there. If you're in Orlando, definitely go check it out. Got some friends in Orlando. Shout out. If they want to go check that out, they definitely should. It will be a fantastic contest. And then they will follow up the next weekend, Friday and Saturday night, being here to face Greenville and Orlando. At home, 7:35 puck drop there. And they will be in South Carolina the following Sunday, 3:05 puck drop for that. Let's see, there's the ECHL. We've caught you up with ECHL. We've caught you up with the Gladiators for this week. Like I said, it may not be an every week thing. We're going to do all kinds of different things ECHL-wise here, and I think you guys will definitely enjoy it. For those who are not watching, the Capitals will finish 2-0 in the first period over Boston. Boston's very much still in this, but the Capitals are looking pretty dang good. Now, on to the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes will be the feature team this year, for all you guys who are asking. Now, their season will start tomorrow night, I believe. They did release their opening night roster. They, having some issues at goaltender. Let's see. The Hurricane, they placed Scott Darling on injured reserve. Center Victor Rask is on the injured non-roster list. They should be all right. I think Darling's is a lower body injury. Rask underwent surgery on his right, fourth, and fifth fingers on September 13th. 13-4, seven defensemen and two goalies. Peter Mrazek and Curtis McElhinney are the goalies we will be rolling with. Calvin DeHaan Justin Falk still, Hayden Fleury. So these are names you're going to hear a lot this year, otherwise known as everybody. Dougie Hamilton that they brought in via trade. Brett Pesch, Jacob Slavin, and Trevor Van Riemsdyk are the defensive pairings. And then your forwards, of course, you're going to hear Sebastian Aho a lot this year, just like you're going to hear Teuvo Teravainen. Those guys, I think, are going to lead the team. Phil DiGiuseppe, Michael Ferland, Warren Fogle, Jordan Martinook, Brock McGinn, Jordan Staal, Lucas Walmark, Justin Williams, Valentin Zikov. And these two names you're going to hear a lot, too. They are Martin Nakas. I always forget how to say his name, but he is the guy that has been through the system, and he is up and ready to tear the league a new one. And we can't forget the number one pick this year, or number two overall, but number one for us, Andrei Svechnikov. This kid can play. This kid can play. And, you know, like I said, we're going to go through... I'm going to go through each division. I'm not going to go team by team. I'm going to tell you the people to look out for. And I'm going to start in the West. Start with the Pacific Division. Obviously, last year, Edmonton a little bit on... Edmonton a little bit on the downside, trying to put everything together. Anaheim, Arizona, Calgary, and Vancouver, all with kind of forgettable seasons. They want to move past, move on to things. Vegas with the miracle run, just a great, fantastic story that was. I think they're going to be ready to go again this year. San Jose has loaded up. They, you know, extended Evander Kane. They were able to bring in the big defenseman. L.A. is going to be wanting to take the crown from San Jose and Vegas. That Pacific Division, I think, is between L.A., San Jose, and Vegas. But never discount somebody coming out of nowhere unless they're named Arizona. It still baffles me why Arizona has a team out there. And that's nothing personal because they have a great, great fan base and a good organization. But I don't understand how there's not a team in Atlanta, but there's one in Arizona. That's what makes no sense to me. Staying in the West, let's go to the Central. Winnipeg, who surprised everybody. I think they're going to continue to be strong. St. Louis still trying to put it together. Minnesota, Dallas, and Colorado, along with Chicago. Who knows? You know, one year they put it all together, next minute they don't. Nashville is poised for a big one, a big year this year. At some point, Chicago's going to turn around, and Colorado as well. Like I said, Minnesota kind of up and down, in and out. I think it's for this for the Central Division, it's between Winnipeg and Nashville, as it should be. Moving to the Atlantic, Buffalo kind of up and down. Detroit trying to flip it around. Florida trying to rebound. Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto all trying to just hang on up there and give Canada another big voice. I think this division here is going to come down to Boston or Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay was super strong. I don't know how they couldn't outlast the rest of the East and ultimately got bit by that. But I think Tampa's going to continue to bring it. I think Boston's going to bring it. Like I said, even though they're down 2-0, I don't see where there's going to be an issue. You know, right now, something they're talking about on there, let me get into that before I get into that last. The Capitals forward Tom Wilson was suspended 20 games for a hit from the other night, I believe. An illegal check to the head. He plays a really physical style. I don't know that 20 games is what they should have gave him. I mean, the last time he did it was last season during the playoffs, and he got a 3-game suspension. He got suspended the year before that for boarding and interference, 2 preseason games, and then 4 regular season games. He plays such a physical style, and yeah, I'm not saying that it's okay for him to hurt people. He's not trying to do it on purpose. I think 20 games is just way too much. There it is, Carlson is the guy with the Sharks, but I think the league's been a little harsh on Tom Wilson. I'm going to say that. And that's not because I'm a fan of the guy. That's 20's a lot. That's not fair to him. Lastly, in the Metropolitan Division of the East, I think New Jersey, the Islanders, the Rangers, Philly, I think they're just going to try to claw and make it into the playoffs. I think there's potential some of those will. I don't think the Rangers I think they're due for just a meltdown. I hope not. But this division will come down to Carolina, Columbus, Pittsburgh, and Washington. Those are what you're going to see as far as division. I said those are the teams to look out for. To recap real quick, I think Carolina has something special. Can they put it together to be the third or fourth team in the East? Maybe. Maybe so. I would like to see it. I know Aho and Tara Vinen are off to big starts. I'm very excited by that, and so are you guys. I know a lot of you guys have said a lot about it. It's been nice talking hockey with you guys, even at football contests. That's always interesting. But like I said, Carolina's going to do something real special. Columbus is a powerhouse. They're loaded. Pittsburgh's loaded. Washington continues to be loaded. That's the teams to watch there. In the Atlantic, like I said, Boston and Tampa Bay, I think, are the big movers and shakers there. As far as the West, you go to the Central Division. I go Nashville and Winnipeg are the teams to watch there. And in the Pacific Division, I think you got to go L.A., San Jose, or Vegas. Hopefully, it gives you guys a better understanding. Not a whole lot going in the NHL besides that everything's about to start. This was a kickoff game tonight, like I said, so that the Capitals could raise the banner. If you did not see any of the pregame videos or things like that that Washington did, you need to go find those online somewhere. It was just fantastic. There is a handful more games tonight, so let me go ahead and get into these. Montreal is in Toronto. That is tied at 1 at the end of 1, I believe. So Boston, Washington, as I said, Washington up 2-0 at the end of 1. Tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you got the Vancouver Canucks who are hosting the Calgary Flames. And the Anaheim Ducks. The Anaheim Mighty Ducks. I like to call them Mighty. My show. Will be in San Jose to take on Evander Kane, Erik Karlsson, and the San Jose Sharks. That's a 10:30 puck drop on that. Everybody else pretty much kicks off tomorrow night, including the Carolina Hurricanes, who will host the New York Islanders at a 7 p.m. puck drop there. Get your tickets now. I'm sure there's great seats still available. It's close to selling out, I believe. Make sure to get those. And pretty sure that's going to do it for us. Appreciate everybody tuning in to episode 1 of season 4 now of Board Check. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks to Impact Media. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to the NHL, the ECHL, and everybody else involved. And shout out to all you Hurricanes fans. Be excited. We will see you guys next week. Go Canes! Afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I've thought myself to death. I was born without this fear. Now only this seems clear. I need to move, I need to fight. I need to lose myself tonight.